Welcome to Changing the Narrative. Hi, I'm Layla Ortega, and I'm here with my team members,
Valerie Garcia,
Jolene Caballero,
and Aiden Robles. You may have heard of what Pacoima is from media or from stereotypes.
But we are going to tell you another view of Pacoima.
We're going to tell you about home, where there's people we love, great food, and beautiful things. This year, ConnectoPod is exploring Pacoima with the podcasters of Vonnegut Century Learning Institute.
I'm Layla Ortega, and I'm here with
Ray Hernandez.
What do you know about Pacoima?
So Pacoima originally started off as a predominantly white neighborhood, and it belonged to the Indians back in the early 1900s, and Pacoima actually stands for running waters, because there used to be a ravine that used to run through the valley, and that's where they got the word running waters, which translate in English as Pacoima. So as the years went on and the white suburbians started moving out, you had a lot of black and Latino communities started moving in. So before World War II, you had a lot of, you know, good jobs, and people that couldn't afford to live inside LA County proper would move out to the suburbs, you know, which is the outskirts of the San Fernando Valley, and moved in. Slowly but surely, crime rates started going up. Sidewalks started losing their places, and it became more of a urban area, if you will. And unfortunately, you know, a lot of people started moving out, and crime started moving in, and it got worse and progressively worse. Nowadays, you know, it actually took a turn for the better, and now Pacoima is, in some places, a place where you can actually, you know, grow up with your family, some place where you can live and still be safe. But there are still pockets in Pacoima where it's not safe to walk the streets. It's not safe to keep your kids in school there unless you have family that's been embedded there and you know the communities very, very well. There's good programs like the Boys and Girls Clubs. There's, you know, boxing firms and everything that your kids can go after school and kind of stay out of the limelight and stay out of trouble in that area.
What stereotypes have you heard about Pacoima?
Stereotypes in Pacoima, a lot of gangs. There's no sidewalks. it's still predominantly black and Latino in there, and there are no Caucasians in Pacoima, but that's just a stereotype. So there are actually families that are still generationally posted there, and they still live in there.
Do you think the stereotypes that you know are matched with what you actually know about Pacoima?
Some of them do. I know there are very few people that still live in there from the early 1940s and 50s, and the stereotypical portion of what people perceive as Pacoima as in more of a gangland, it still exists there in certain pockets, but it's been dispersed quietly. It's not like the 80s and 90s anymore, but it's still definitely active in that area in terms of gang violence.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I'm Layla Ortega, and I'm here with
Christina Kachikian.
What do you know about Pacoima?
What do I know about Pacoima? I grew up in the San Fernando Valley. I lived in Granada Hills. So Pacoima was down the road, and according to my parents, was kind of off limits at the time. Pacoima is where we would sneak out to go have parties and hang out with the people I wasn't supposed to hang out with.
Okay. What stereotypes have you heard about Pacoima?
Well, there was a lot of what they called cholas and cholos. A lot of Hispanic families. It was stereotyped to be more of a poorer group of people.
Do you think the stereotypes that you heard match what you actually know about Pacoima?
I think in some cases there are some of that, but having gone to school in the valley, I grew up with people from high school that lived in Pacoima that were not like that. So I think what we judged or what we felt doesn't match 100%.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm Layla Ortega, and I'm here with
David Contreras.
What do you know about Pacoima?
There's a lot of things to know about Pacoima. Pacoima is a great city, I think. Danny Trejo, Trejo's Tacos, Machete. You know, he grew up, he was born and raised there. And there's a big mural of Danny Trejo. It's a landmark right there on Van Nuys. And it's great. The tacos are great. It's a really nice city, I think so. A lot of rich Latino culture in there, you know what I mean?
What stereotypes have you heard about Pacoima?
Stereotypes, maybe that there's a lot of Hispanics. I think that's pretty much it. That's probably much the only stereotype that I've ever heard in Pacoima.
Do you think the stereotypes match with what you've heard about Pacoima?
The positive ones, yeah, I think so. The negative ones, I haven't really been experienced with that too much there, so I don't know what to tell you, but I believe the positive ones are, like, a lot of Latino people are there. There is a lot of, strong Latino influence there. So I believe that's true as far as that goes.
Thank you.
Hey, no worries.
What is your name?
My name is Eric Chapman.
What do you know about Pacoima?
What do I know about Pacoima? I know personally that Pacoima is a beautiful place and somewhere where I grew up, but besides my own personal connection, Pacoima is one of the oldest cities in the city, in the San Fernando Valley. Was also one of the first places that African Americans were able to purchase homes. Pacoima overall has a really deep history, but it also has, some bad stigmas to it as well, some negative stigmas. I overall think that Pacoima is a beautiful place and a place that doesn't get as much credit and recognition that it deserves.
What stereotypes do you know about Pacoima?
Stereotypes that I know about Pacoima is that people think, so overall just more negative, drug, gang violence, project housing, everything that pretty much that falls within that is what people think of Pacoima. There's a lot of times I hear people like they don't really know why they would ever visit Pacoima. They feel like it's a random city and a place they never really heard about. And if they did hear about it, it's all just negative stereotypes.
Do you think your stereotypes match what you actually know about Pacoima?
No, I don't. I personally don't. I mean, there is, just like any other city around the world, there is certain negatives that are in the city, but I don't think that that's all that the city is about. And I think there's actually a lot more positive, especially today, a lot more positive things about Pacoima than negatives. And people still focus on maybe something that they heard or read in the news about Pacoima, like from the 80s or from the 90s. And to me, growing up in Pacoima and also now at the age I'm at, I've been able to contribute so much to Pacoima through the Great Winators and the work that we do, I do know that Pacoima is full of talent, hard workers. There's a great art movement happening in Pacoima. The people in Pacoima really love to be from Pacoima and love to give back. There's a lot of amazing, tasty food in Pacoima. There's just so much great potential.
Thank you.
No problem.
I'm Layla Ortega and I'm here with
Megan.
What do you know about Pacoima?
Years ago, it was a place that I wasn't supposed to go to, but I went to find cute boys. And I don't know. It was a place we'd go to hang out and find friends to hang out with and cruise in fancy cars.
What stereotypes have you heard about Pacoima?
That there's gang members and it's not a good area and I shouldn't go there, but I did anyway and it wasn't as bad as people said.
Do you think the stereotypes that you heard match what you know about Pacoima?
Sometimes, but not always.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Started in the Noms off of Van Nuys Boulevard. It was a little game they started called Pacoima Pyru. And then they started a little game called the Pacoima Flats. And then it was San Fernando Jokers. Pacoima got a lot of history. When I think of Pacoima, I think of Watts in LA. It's the strongest, most hoodest neighborhood of the San Fernando Valley. And things is good, you know. They did redlining where they wanted just Hispanics to be on this level. They had blacks on this level, but they all came together and settled their differences. And that's what I know about Pacoima, California.
What stereotypes have you heard about Pacoima?
Some people just try to say it's a little more dirtier. It ain't as rich as the West Side or Ventura Boulevard. Like, a lot of people like to go to Woodland Hills, Studio City, Sherman Oaks, Encino. It's just, it's harder times. People got to stick together and know their territory a little more in Pacoima. You don't want to go somewhere where you're not supposed to be because you can get in trouble in Pacoima.
Do you think the stereotypes that you heard about Pacoima match with what you actually know about Pacoima?
I think some of the stereotypes is overboard. Like, if you just say to yourself, do what you gotta do, I think you'll be okay. But if you get out of line and don't play your part, you can get destroyed in Pacoima. And that's what I feel.
What's your name?
Wallace Bates, coach helping Little Mrs. Ortega with her school project, and I hope everything goes swell.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, I'm Valerie Garcia, and I'm here with
Steven Fernandez.
What's a special place to you in Pacoima, and what memories have you had there?
For Pacoima, it would be Pacoima Park, because I didn't grow up in Pacoima. I grew up in Sylmar, and I had a friend that I met in high school at Alamany High School, and we used to play baseball together. So whenever I'd go to Pacoima, it was usually just to practice baseball. And the reason why it's special is because even though people usually say Pacoima is a bad place, the only thing I remember from it is that when I was a kid, all I did was I had friends down there that played baseball, and we would always have baseball games.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Valerie Garcia, and I'm here with
Joe Harmon.
What is a special place to you in Pacoima, and what memories have you had there?
I don't live in Pacoima, but a special place to me is Vaughn MIT Learning Center, because I love teaching here, and I love most of the students. Also, I love food, so Tacos El Gordito has the best tortas, and those are two very special places for me in Pacoima.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Valerie Garcia, and I'm here with
Adrian Lomeli.
What is a special place to you in Pacoima, and what memories have you had there?
A special place to me in Pacoima is Hubbard Humphrey Park, because that's where I first picked up a basketball. And, like, luckily, I've been able to meet some great people, and I've been able to carry this on as a young man and as a person, and it's helped me evolve as a person. And I've been able to grow from it, but personally, it's just the drive that I have for that sport. There's nothing else that motivates me more than that. You get me? And like from that moment on, when I picked up a basketball, there was nothing else in this world that could make me feel better or that motivated me more than that. And that's why it's so important to me, that part, because if I hadn't have gone to that park and picked up the basketball, I don't even know who I could be. You get me? I could be a completely different person. But that's why I'm so glad that I was able to pick up a basketball. And for the past decade, I've been able to just strive from there, and just the sky's the limit, hopefully. Thank you.
We asked Jolene about what inspires her photography. You can also find her work on connectopod.net.
Hello, my name is Jolene Caballero. The photos I took are about flowers, texture, nature, and life. What drew me to take these pictures of flowers was I was on a walk with my mom and I around my neighborhood, and I saw how pretty the flowers were, and I wanted to capture the moment. I like how the pictures came out because it was my first time taking pictures of nature, and they came out pretty. What I like about the picture is the foreground is clear and it's like a portrait. You can see more of my photography on Instagram at jolines.underscore.photography.
My Pacoima is creative.
My Pacoima is cultural.
My Pacoima is beautiful.
My Pacoima is home.
I am Valerie Garcia.
I am Jolene Caballero.
I'm Aiden Robles.
And I'm Layla Ortega.
Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. For more of us, follow ConnectoPod on Instagram or visit us at ConnectoPod.net.
Changing the narrative, Pacoima is a collaboration between ConnectoPod and Vonnegut Century Learning Center.
Changing the Narrative Pacoima is made possible by a generous grant from the California Arts Council, a state agency.
To learn more, go to arts.ca.gov.
Thank you for listening.